As the state's budget impasse continues, there are, of course, lots of agencies and organizations that are affected by the budget. We thought we'd talk to SIU President Randy Dunn about that. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
We love that you come in once a month. We wish we could talk about some other things, though.
It has been a recurring theme, hasn't it?
The budget picture is at best uncertain. You know, we know that the legislature has passed a bill. Mm-hmm. The governor refuses to sign it. So where does SIU stand right now?
Well, SIU is in the same position that our other state universities are and a number of agencies. We're looking at plans that we can use going forward to allow our operations to continue in the event that we don't see state money continuing to come to us for some time and until this impasse is resolved. And I guess what I would say out of the gate to our listeners, particularly individuals who work for the university or have a close relationship to the university, is the fact that we're not going out of business. We have the ability after July 1 to pull together cash to allow our operations to continue for some time until we would get into a crunch. We've been looking at this, and I don't want to have anyone marking a date on the calendar specifically, but we feel pretty comfortable that if we take some prudent measures, seek to pull in some cash from different corners, we probably have the ability to keep moving along okay until after the holidays. The thing that is a benefit for us is the fact that right now, of course, we have some summer school tuition that's come in to the local income fund. As we head into the fall semester, obviously, we receive considerable tuition monies, and those are going to allow us cash flow, really at all of the campuses, to be okay for some time. If this thing goes well into the fall, then we're going to get a little more nervous about it. But at this point, anticipate a resolution at some time. Eventually, this impasse has to come to an end. And for the immediate future, we'll be okay to keep operations moving forward.
I want to talk a little bit more about that as we go on. But the ongoing uncertainty with the state's fiscal picture is the reason that the top candidate for the SIU Carbondale Chancellor position, Dr. Saba Randhawa from Oregon State, said, "I'm sorry, I can't do this."
Well, he certainly cited that. I mean, there were other things I think that impinged as well, maybe, you know, some personal considerations. But as you know, as he pulled out of that race, why he clearly stated that was a concern coming in. And really, if you think about all of the candidates with whom we talked, everyone mentioned it and wanted to know more background on it.
So where does that search stand now that he has pulled out? The other mm-hmm. candidates then will not be considered for the position?
What we've said is that the search is suspended, and the board's going to be convening for their regular meeting in July. They'll have an opportunity to sit and have some discussion on that. But I think as the board and I considered where we were at that point, looking at the needs that we were going to have for the campus, the challenges that are going to exist. And this isn't just in terms of budget. It also has to do with program prioritization that we're going to have to undertake, needs for growth within the region particularly. All of these things demand a chancellor in the permanent role who has deep, rich, textured experience at that level, has kind of a repertoire of skills and a knowledge base to draw upon. And I think at that point the board decided that, you know, we are a very attractive position as a national research university. We had a strong compensation package, and the feeling was that at this point we just needed to go back out into the market and see what we would be able to do. They've got a number of approaches they can take, though. It could be that we go back to the existing pool and look again. It could be that they take a hiatus, and with that could be the potential to put someone in that role, again, on an interim basis for a year. As you know, I've been covering in an acting capacity, and operationally we've been okay, but there is an opportunity cost in doing that, both at the system level and the campus level, for some improvements that need to take place, initiatives that can move us forward. So there might be some thinking about a one-year interim. Other than myself, I might stay in that role fulfill the dual capacity if the feeling is that we get back out there and reactivate this search sooner rather than later. So again, from the standpoint of what happens next, I think we all have to wait till July when the board can come back together and take a look at all of these options, weigh the pros and cons of each. There's nothing here that's perfect. But in looking at those options, make a decision on how to move forward. And right now, I'm in the business of trying to give them some background on these different approaches, the strengths and weaknesses of each, and how we might go from here. But I will say one thing, and I say it to the board's credit. The thing that I've said throughout this process is that we have to have stability in this next hire. We have to get the absolute best candidate who's available nationally. And then in attracting that candidate to Carbondale, we have to have stability in that role going forward. So from the standpoint that people are disappointed, I understand that. I would have liked to have this wrapped up too. But I also get the larger idea and support it of going back to the well and looking for the optimal hire that we can make and taking the time to do it right. And as long as operations aren't put at risk, as long as we're not seeing the university head to the ditch, while we're getting that done.
Dr. Dunn, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.